number of announcements that are there in our bulletin for today. I encourage you to read them. First, the newcomers lunch, which is next Sunday. And as I hear from Leonard at this point in time, we don't have anyone signed up to come. So if you are a newcomer over the past year or so, make sure you see Leonard today, and we'd like to have this opportunity to share lunch and to talk a little bit about life here at St. George on Yonge. Please remember also the All Souls service on November the 2nd. Two services, one at 10:30 in the morning and one at 7:30 in the evening. And we do have a binder at the back if you wish to include names of people that you would like to have remembered as part of that service. And if you could indicate if you're coming to either service, that's also helpful for us just in terms of counting. I want to thank the children. Some of them are still in the church and some have gone elsewhere, but thank them for their involvement, and Jeff and Leonard for leading them through that time together today. It was good to have you as part of the service. And to Geraldine, Sherwin and Eiley for providing us music, especially in Michael's absence. Thank you, Geraldine, for leading us in our music today. It was apropos that as part of Doug's prayers, he prayed for those who are making decisions. You might not see me around here much, at least over this coming week, because I have been called for jury duty. And Doug today prayed for juries. I thought, coincidence? I don't know. I don't know if I'll be chosen or not, but I'm to show up tomorrow morning, and I think I'm supposed to be on call for about the next week or two. We'll find out tomorrow when I go. Anyhow, Leonard will be here to cover any pastoral emergencies in my absence. And pray. I'm actually hoping I get chosen, because I think it would be kind of an interesting experience. Although I did hear from someone this morning who was on a jury that took 5 weeks, and I said, I don't think I could do 5 weeks. Was there one other announcement you had wanted made?
Yes, about baptism.
Baptismal preparation. We're going to do baptism on the reign of Christ, which will be
November the 20th.
And so anyone who is seeking baptism, please speak to Leonard.
And we're going to be having three sessions immediately after the 10:30 service on the 30th of October, the 6th of November, and the 13th of November for three consecutive Sundays for 1 hour immediately after the 10:30 service. And we invite others from the parish to join us as a source of support, encouragement, and as your personal witness.
To add on to that, our area bishop, Patrick Yu, is going to be with us the first Sunday of December. Sorry, let me start again. He is going to be with us the first Sunday of January, which is one of his last Sundays before he retires. If there is anyone who would like to seek confirmation or to be received or to make an affirmation of their faith in front of the bishop, please see me, because we will do preparation throughout December to prepare for that. Jeff has something he wanted to share.
Since I got a captive audience with my parents, next week, please make sure the kids are dressed to get dirty. Rain or shine, we're going to be out there putting things in the ground. So please make sure they can get something dirty. And bring a little shovel if you got one.
Thank you, Jeff. And thank you for the work that you've done in the garden over there. Throughout the year, it has looked absolutely gorgeous. And as I would go by, there's all kinds of different flowers that keep coming up. So thank you for the work that you're doing there, and the kids, too, as well. Our closing and recessional hymn is one of my favorites, To Abraham and Sarah.